Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The, it's September the 12th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's see. Good morning, Bad Bomb.
Well, good morning.
Why are my earphones completely screwed up?
I have no idea whatsoever.
Somebody using these yesterday? After I left? We didn't do any shows yesterday.
That is unknown to me. I wasn't here either.
You got in late, though. Was anybody in here?
Not in this room that I can recall.
Well, it must have been just Bob during the news. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Gremlins.
It's September 12th. It's, you know, we want to talk about a lot of things. Linda's on assignment this morning. But Bad Bob, what's the weather? How are we starting off the weather today?
Well, we're looking for almost back to the century mark today with light and variable winds. Still extreme fire danger. Please be careful out there. We are, so to speak, not out of those woods
yet.
What
is this 462 acres up at Castella? Another fire, the Ward fire? I mean, is there a day
visible
that a new one doesn't start?
This time of year, you pretty much look at that undergrowth and it bursts into flames. Fire near Castella is causing some problems along Interstate 5 because it is visible from the road. You get a lot of looky-loo traffic, so please, if you're heading northbound, be aware of that. Tonight's low will be 64 under mostly clear skies, and then mainly sunny tomorrow, and warming up back into the triple digits. And currently in Reading, we are looking at 61 degrees. This weather report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, right up there heading towards Shingletown, a quick ride out of Palo Cedro. And great food, great ambiance. They have some of the finest food you're going to find in the North State, or maybe even anywhere in California, right there. Of course, great wines, music on Friday and Saturday nights. And they're not going up there Friday night to listen to the music and have a great dinner. Thursday nights is pizza. And Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Give them a call for reservations. Find out what's going on. Check out their website. And, you won't be sorry you went up there. Okay, we got a lot of things to talk about today. We'll be getting with Wells Fargo here in a minute. But we want to talk about what happened in the Middle East. How's this Arab Spring going for you so far? Somebody makes a movie in the United States that questions the, about Islam. You know, not one of the 8,000 movies made about Christianity, but, and there are riots and more riots and violence. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, and you know what? It happened on 9/11, which is a very significant day in the American, in our history and in our future. But we're going to go to our buddies down there at Wells Fargo Advisors and Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are looking to add to yesterday's gains as European optimism and hope for Fed action continues. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 25 points at 13,348. The S&P 500 is positive 4 points at 1437. The Nasdaq Composite is up 6 points at 3,111. Some of the day's biggest movers, General Electric up a quarter, trading at $21.84 per share. Kohl's up $1.91 at $53.93. J.P. Morgan Chase positive 51 cents at $40.11. Over to local stocks of interest, Costco's up 13 cents, trading at $99.64. Walmart down 18 cents at $73.89. Safeway up 13 cents, trading at $16.53. Looking at commodities, gold is up $2.20 an ounce at $1,737. Silver's positive 14 cents at 33. Crude oil trading up 11 cents at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors helping us through the labyrinth of Wall Street. They're down on Park Marina Drive. Head on down there. See Susan, Josh, gosh, Chris or Kathy, and they're going to be, they can help you. They can tell you what's going on there. At least they can, you know, kind of make sense of what goes on there, if anybody can. It's the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We're getting ready to come back. We're going to be talking about what happened over in the Middle East. We're going to be talking about what happened yesterday and last night. We also want to give a couple of warnings out. We want to ask a couple of questions. We have Pam Giacomini on today, later on this morning, talking about her take on becoming the new supervisor here in Shasta County and what she thinks, where she'd like to go with this, too. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jezrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bob, Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:14 in the morning. It's me and Bad Bob for a while. Hey, okay, let's start talking. Okay, let's start with, you know, the robbery that you've been hearing on the news at Tobacco and Brew. All right, here, put your little alerts out. The guy took thousands of dollars, $20,000 or more in cigarettes and those types of products. So if anybody's on the street trying to sell you cartons of cigarettes for $4, you might want to get their name and turn them into the police, okay? Unfortunately, you know, during all the things that are going on with Joe and Shelley right now, you know, they didn't need that one with some illnesses in the family and all that. But anyway, if you see anybody out there walking around with a few cartons of cigarettes in their pockets, that's who they are. We went to the ceremony last night at the city of Shasta Lake for 9/11.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
It was were you there?
No, but I have been there in years past.
I didn't see you there, but
yeah
Linda Linda was was honored to sing the national anthem. And it's there are five pieces of the World Trade Tower in California, five. One of them is at the city of Shasta Lake in their memorial there. So if you can imagine that, I mean, only five in the whole state of California, and this is the only one north of Sacramento, and it's there in the city of Shasta Lake. How incredible that is. And you know, a large turnout as usual, and just a good ceremony, one of remembrance of the 2,980 people plus that were killed that day. And, you know, we think about the police and the firefighters, but there's the port authorities, all the people that worked in those buildings, the gent that retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, who was a security officer, who at one of the major investment firms, got all of his people out of there. And the last time I saw him, he was heading back up because there was a few people missing, and he died. Another reason to stay, you know, it's a reason that we need to be alert and to always be ready, right, my friends? So what happened in the Middle East yesterday in Libya and in Egypt? Because of a movie that was, you know, purportedly made here in the United States, Islamic mobs assaulted the consulate in Libya. And murdered our ambassador and three others. And in Egypt, Muslim mobs attacked the embassy, pulling down the U.S. flag, ripping it to shreds and replacing it with a Muslim flag. Now, the embassy and the consulate are United States territories. That is United States land, just like it's in the middle of Iowa. And here they come, and they kill an ambassador. Invade the embassy. And does this sound like back in the time of Jimmy Carter? Does this sound kind of familiar? And this is the Arab Spring that was acquiesced to, pushed, led from behind by your country, our enlightened civilizations of the United States and Europe. So you say to yourself, well, gosh, it wasn't the countries doing this. Well, you don't think that the countries couldn't have done something about it. In Libya, you've got a new government. They killed our ambassador. And what about Egypt? They don't have troops there in Egypt that can quell an uprising like this, that they entered our grounds. What if they had entered into the embassy itself and had taken it again? Why weren't we prepared for something like this? This was on 9/11. Why weren't we prepared? This thing doesn't just blow up out of nowhere. Perhaps if the President of the United States would attend his own intelligence briefings. And you've heard that, right?
No.
Yeah, well thank you. Obama skips most intelligence briefings. He has been less than 44% of the vital meetings, the White House admits. While his attendance reaching a low spot toward the end of 2011 and start of this year, he is too busy trying to get reelected to figure out what's going on in the world. Oh, but he gets these. But people say, well, he gets these written updates. Well, let me. You know, he gets written updates. So what are these, 6, 7, 8, 10 pages? I've seen these. Now, does he go through every one of them in between playing golf and the other things he does? I mean, does he? Do you see him out in the golf course reading this? No. But he's only attended. He skips most of them. Now, in January, the Post published in an article which security officials stressed the importance of the daily meetings. One regular participant in the roughly 500 Oval Office sessions during Obama's presidency said the meetings show a president consistently participating in an exploration of foreign policy and intelligence issues. He wasn't there for that. That's what they're saying. You need the president there. What if he sees something on the intelligence briefing that didn't come out and report a nuance, a way of something said that he can then follow up with a question? The general does not miss his intel briefings every day, my friends, because he wants to find out what's going on. Because something said by a captain who is a expert in an area and is briefing on it, and it triggers something in his head that he has heard from someplace else that's not in the intelligence briefings, because he has a wide range of contacts. He then asked the next question and the next question. Obama doesn't do that. He's gone most of the time. And if he's gone most of the time, how could he know what's really going on around except people whispering in his ear? The only thing they're whispering in his ear right now is, hey, you're in trouble. The economy's in bad shape. And you know what else, too, my friends? I got to take a break because we're going to come back to this. Is this sequestration? What is that? Well, I tell you what. Look what's happening in the Middle East. And let me tell you this. If this sequestration goes into place, which it will unless something happens, and the Obama administration has missed its own deadline to address this, it could change the Department of Defense as we know it to the point of not enough troops, not enough money, not enough equipment to even go out next year and to defend what we have already. I'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the block. Who's on this morning? 7:24 on September the 12th. 530-605-456. And what do you think about Obama? Is he paying attention to what's going on in the country? Is he, you know, I understand he's going to be on the Letterman show. He can be there.
Does he have a sax? Does he play saxophone?
That was the other one. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place. Espresso Joe's. The finest coffee around at great prices. Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community around here. They suffered that break-in. And by the way, you know, the guy was in and out in 4 minutes. And the police showed up about 45 minutes later. But you know what, and here's the kind of person Shelley is. I said 45 minutes. She said, Carl, they could have been there in 10 minutes, and he was gone. And they are now, they have taken, taking new steps here to make it a little bit harder to get in there. The guy crashed his car back into it. But anyway, Tobacco and Brew, for 3 decades have supported this community. Veterans get discounts. They have done so much for our community, at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's go back in. You know, sequestration, it means is that automatic budget cuts go into place across the board. 11%. Into the Department of Defense, my friends. Now, that 11% is over and above the $485 billion that was already cut. No, a Navy about the size of World War I, thousands, really tens of thousands of troops being cut. No manned aircraft programs going on. The smallest Air Force ever. And you got the Arab Spring going on September 11th. Do you think that September 11th was an accident that they picked? They just said, hey, they talked to their buddy. Hey, let's go on over and riot today. And the Egyptian authorities refused to get in there. They mix it up with them. So what's that tell you? That's your Arab Spring for you. And our president wants to cut the Department of Defense budget even more. Now, who does this hit? Now, it's just you think, oh, well, we got too many soldiers. We got too many tanks anyway. All the defense contractors, all people, like Boeing and all the ones that, you know, this trickle down effect. You talk about GM. Well, he rescued GM. Well, did he? Anyway, but they talk about the trickle down effect. You start shutting down these programs because they're going to stop buying, you know, the government, because then you've got to, the DOD has to really pull into those. Really, things are going on right now. So what do you think is going to happen? Millions of jobs. The president has missed his own date to address this. It was due last Friday. He still hasn't done anything about it. My friends, he is facing the fact as if this happens, we're talking about bases closing. We're talking about jobs, hundreds of thousands of jobs cut beginning in January. And he had months and months and months to address this. You know why he doesn't want to do it? Let me think. Election. He doesn't want to take the tough step. He would just rather spin like he's done before. But now we are facing a crisis, not just a crisis in Libya and Egypt and throughout the world. And by the way, have you noticed what the UN has said? Iran is pushing forward and is a lot closer to getting that nuclear, getting their plutonium than they thought, which they could use then for, oh yeah, a bomb. And Obama refuses to meet with Netanyahu. Why? There are so many things going on right now, and the only thing that Obama, that I know of for sure, is Obama's going to be on Letterman. You know, people say, gosh, you know, you're hitting the president. I swear to you on Bob's life that if it was a Republican doing this, I'd be in there all the way. Up to my butt in this. This is just terrible. We are in such a bad condition right now, and yet nothing is being done. Look what happened. September 11th, the attacks on the embassies and the council, with the ambassador being murdered, wasn't by chance. It wasn't by chance that in two countries at the same time the riots start. Do you really believe that that was just fortunate? That was just a... oh, my gosh, a coincidence. Do you think that? Do you think the fact that China is building a carrier and has launched their first carrier fleet, an aircraft carrier, is because they want to protect the Yellow River? No. And what are we doing? We aren't even addressing the fact that we're getting ready to destroy our military. And Obama doesn't have the fortitude to address it now. He's got to do something with this. He has got to do something. Okay. Yeah, I think I've covered almost everything here.
You have vented your spleen
well,
for the moment?
You know what? Here's the thing is, people, what do you think we got into this? Lack of leadership. He doesn't even go to the intel briefings. He misses more than he shows up at. Do you think that maybe if he had shown up there instead of sitting and getting bear hugged in Florida by the guy bear hugging?
Bob, how does the guy get close enough to bear hug the president and shake him up and jump him down unless it was already fixed?
Yeah, that had to be a pre-plan. Otherwise, the Secret Service
would be on this guy whipping the hell out of him. Yeah. You know what? They should. This guy gets that close. Whoa, let me grab the president. What if you're taking him down?
Or, yeah, bro.
What if it had been a WWE thing and you just pummeled him a little bit? Okay. What if it had been Joe the Plumber? It would never happen. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, news from across the pond is boosting markets in the U.S. The decision by Germany's High Court to clear the way for the country to participate in a European rescue fund is pushing stocks higher at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow is up about 26 points. Corn prices, meanwhile, are under pressure following a better-than-expected crop report from the USDA. The Agriculture Department lowered its forecast by less than 1%. Traders expected a cut of nearly 4% from August. Corn production in the U.S. did hit a 6-year low following a scorching summer that led to a severe drought across much of the country. And fewer homeowners were underwater on their mortgages during the second quarter thanks to a rise in housing prices. According to CoreLogic, the percentage of properties with homeowners owing more on their mortgages than the homes are worth dropped to 22.3%. The report also showed many underwater borrowers are up to date on their payments. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. September the 12th at 7:35 in the morning. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live throughout the world on KCNR1460.com. So all you millions of people in Libya, they're probably listening to this and trying to figure out where we're at so you can launch another jihad at us. We're right here in Redding, California. Okay. You know, I do... It makes me feel so much better in the morning when I can just kind of relieve any stress I have by venting, which, you know, when I'm doing this, Linda runs out of the room screaming. Bad Bob cheers me on, and Just Bob stands by there with a fire extinguisher just in case. But then we get to do great things here. We get to talk to some really nice people and about really great, great events and fundraisers and such. And in studio today, we have Brianna Redd and her mother, Heidi Rochelle. And we're going to be talking about cystic fibrosis and about what's going on September 29th. So, Brianna, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
You are such a cutie. She told me she was 22 years
such
old.
Such a ray of sunshine.
I mean, you
there,
know what?
You know?
Look at this. Well, both of them. Look at her. You know, mom and daughter. You look alike. So, I mean, you seem to look alike there. I hate to say that anymore and, you know, say, hey, you guys look alike. Well, you know. But you are here to talk about a walk.
Yes. Great Strides is put on by Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. They basically raise money to find a cure for cystic fibrosis.
Which is?
Cystic fibrosis is a genetic lung disease. Mainly it affects all the mucous membranes in your vital organs. Lungs is the main one, of course. And then also liver, pancreas are the other ones that it can affect as well.
Now, cystic fibrosis, does it have an age?
It does. Right now, the median life expectancy is around 38. Years ago, when I was born, it was around 18. So within the last 20 years or so, it's definitely improved with a lot of medical advances.
Is it mainly for that younger people get this?
You're born with it. It's a genetic disease, yes.
Okay. Mom.
Yes.
How are you doing with this? You're the co-chair of this of the cystic fibrosis.
I am, along with Foundation. Jeanine Klein and Megan, and we have a lot of support staff in Sacramento, our headquarters. And so this is a walk we've been putting on for throughout the years. There's different people have sponsored it and helped mostly the local parents and families with cystic fibrosis in their family.
Okay. And how many families in the United States are touched by cystic fibrosis? Do we have an idea?
In the United States, around 30,000 people are diagnosed with it, at least.
Every year?
No, just 30,000 people approximately total have cystic fibrosis in the U.S. About 70,000 worldwide.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've been hearing about cystic fibrosis my whole life. And, I've done different things. So what kind of research are they doing? When we talk about raising money, is it about fighting the disease itself or fighting the effects of the disease or?
Since I was born, it's basically been fighting just the symptoms, with medication. And this past couple years, there's been a lot of medical advances. One main thing, they have been able to come out with one drug, which I am very, very lucky to be able to take it because only 4% of the CF community get to take it because there are many different mutations of cystic fibrosis. And this drug actually targets the actual cause of cystic fibrosis at a genetic level. So we basically just need more funds, though, because there's a couple other medications in medical research going through many clinical trials to get it to go for the whole CF community.
Okay, well, so that sounds like the strides are being made.
Yes, definitely they are being made. Obviously, this is not a cure yet, but it's very one of the closest things to finding something that is so close.
It's been the most effective thing that's came out for her in her 22 years.
Yes.
Most effective medication. And there's others in the line too that we just need to get out of the testing stage and into the hands of the people with CF.
Exactly.
Okay, so how do people help here?
You can either contact any one of the co-chairs. We can get you involved with raising money. We can get you pamphlets, flyers, anything like that. Just go around asking for donations and show up at the walk on Saturday the 29th. Registration starts at 9 a.m. and the walk actually begins at 10:30.
Okay, and that's going to be at the Turtle Bay Bridge or Sundial Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, phone numbers here. Anybody can call. I've got one for Sacramento, but that doesn't do us any good.
Yeah, they can call locally. They can call Janine Klein at 355-7255, or they can call me, Heidi Rischel, at 524-0183. And another way that's easy to sign up to be a walker is you can go to cff.org, type in Great Strides, search for our Reading Walk on the 29th of September, and you can sign up online. You can also do a lot of fundraising online to bring that day. You can send out emails to your friends. You can put it on Facebook. So there's lots of ways that they give tips online to raise your money to be a walker. And then you show up that day. We have a lot of stuff going on that morning. We'll have a little kickoff at the bridge. We'll have music. We'll have a huge raffle we usually do every year that has lots of fun prizes. Outback will come and serve lunch after you've done your walk. So it's just
how much
a great
does this
way.
Cost? Is this just you just donate or
this
is this just donation?
You sign up
or?
To be a walker, uh-huh. And then you get your own sponsors. Oh,
okay,
to sponsor
so you,
you
get sponsors.
Yeah.
Okay,
so you can raise money for that. You can also, if you raise at least $100, you get a T-shirt for participating in our walk. And then, like I said, we'll have raffles and prizes, and lunch will be served by Outback.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in for a couple more questions here. And I want people to think about this September 29th, that just to walk and get your own get your donors out there, because I think this is a good, I think this is a great cause. And we're going to be right back. Carl and Lindbaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the new Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob. Linda's on assignment, 7:45 in the morning on September the 12th. Bad Bob, give me some weather.
Well, Carl, right now, it looks like we're going to have a nice, warm, sunny day. Hot, high near the century mark, mostly clear tonight, low of 64 under mostly clear skies. And please be careful, the fire danger is high, because tomorrow we go right back into the triple digits with a high of 101 predicted. Currently, it is 60 degrees in Reading, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, it's cooler up there when you get up closer to Shingletown. Maybe less smoke. 474-5546 is their phone number for reservations or music this weekend, and pizzas tomorrow night.
I had a quick question.
Let me reintroduce. We have Brianna Red, and she is our she's the one that's coming in. She has cystic fibrosis, and her mother Heidi Rochelle, who is the co-chairman of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation here in Reading. And there, I guess, we're talking about a walk that's happening on September 29th. Okay, Paul.
Diminished lung function, of course, is the hallmark of this. Rough time during the smoky conditions we just went through?
Oh, yes. Very, very. I basically do not go outside when it's so smoky. Definitely affects me a lot.
When were you diagnosed with this?
I was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis at 10 months old.
10 months.
Mm-hmm.
Your daily life. With this, well, I think people need to know. I've known about cystic fibrosis. I can't remember not knowing about this, and I don't know. Maybe it was just because I lived in areas that you know. But it seems to me it's such a national it's a disease that strikes everybody. Only specifically to blonde, blue-eyed girls, right?
No. Yeah, definitely not. anyone can get it, of course. Yeah, my daily routine consists of quite a bit. In the morning, every morning, I do about at least an hour of treatments with nebulizers and inhaled antibiotics and vest physiotherapy for my lungs and many pills. And throughout the day, I take enzymes for every single time I eat because it also affects my pancreas. And then at night, I do it all over again. Of treatments and inhaled antibiotics and the vest again. So, and then of course when I get sick, I have to step it up to around like 4 times a day. And if my lung infections get bad to the point where I drop like 10% in my lungs, I definitely get admitted to the hospital so we can take care of it as soon as possible.
Okay. You are a beautiful, brave lady.
Thank you.
No, I'm serious. My friends, you need to give people a call here. This cystic fibrosis, this walk, it's going to start Sundial Bridge on September 29th. It's a way of raising money for the foundation. It has shown huge strides in the last 4, 5, 6 years.
Oh yeah.
You're on a medication that wasn't on before.
It's
really helping a lot. And there's 4 others in the pike. Only thing they need is to be able to get that funding to help push it along, right?
Correct. That's right. That's why it's important now more than ever to really keep the funding available for the research. They're still losing precious lives every day. So we really encourage people to sign up, to register to walk, get your sponsors and come out.
Okay. Give your phone number again.
Mine, Heidi Rischel, is 524-0183, and Janine Klein is 355-7255.
Is there a website?
There is. They can go to the cff.org and put in Great Strides, and the walk, they can search for the Reading Walk.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Pam Giacomini's in the offices here, so we'll have her on right at 8 o'clock. We got a few other things we want to talk about first, including it's time to get out those absentee ballots to our military. Are we going to miss that again? We'll be right back.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda's on assignment. 7:53 in the morning, September the 12th. 530-605-4567. Some people had called in earlier, but we were talking cystic fibrosis. But you know what? Brianna Redd is a courageous, courageous young lady. I tell you, it was a pleasure and it was an honor to meet her. I hope they keep finding and working on these cures for this disease. She's one of the lucky 4% that's taking a new type of medicine. And I hope and pray that they find that kind that just, wipes it out. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's smoky, it's hot, and you need good air conditioning, don't you? Well, you know who you go to? Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Give them a call. Or go to their website, homecomfort.org. It's Alliance Heating and Air. They believe in one thing. Quality and making sure their customers are happy. Alliance Heating and Air. All right. It's getting up close to the time when the absentee ballots for our service members must be mailed out. Remember the fiasco last time. But I understand Kathy Darling has promised that will never happen again. So we just want to make sure that we mention it now and then. So I know her staff is sitting there. Knowing that they have to mail all these out. Maybe they've been mailed already. Wouldn't that be interesting? Anyway, we need to get them mailed out because to get them in time for our overseas troops, our deployed troops, and just our troops throughout the world and country may not be in combat, but someplace where they need to have a chance for their say. All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Henry, you're live on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yes. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, Henry, I'm here.
You were speaking of the job that Obama has been doing for the last 3.5 years.
I'm concerned with the president that I believe in some ways our commander-in-chief does not look out for our military. And I'm seeing more and more of this, plus what's happening in our world, Henry.
Well, I am too, and consider the fact that if it's bad now and he gets reelected, what's the situation going to be another 4 years from now?
Well, you know, perhaps we can build another part onto your house down in Mexico, because, you know.
Well, you know,
Southern, you know,
there's two or three of us that are talking very seriously about the fact that if he does get elected, we should move. You know, liquidate up here and go.
Well, you know, there's a thought. I know of other people that are talking about buying that 2,500 acres and putting it someplace in Wyoming and getting there with your friends and family. And people, you know, certain people have certain trades to be able to have your own spot there that you can be self-sustaining. You're off the grid.
Well, frankly, Henry, the situation now that that he is out to ruin the country, it appears. Now, I don't know whether it's intentional or just stupidity, but for whatever reason, it's happening. Nothing's getting any better at all.
Well, no, I don't see it getting any better. I see the economy still going down. You know, he's inheriting an economy that's just almost as bad as it was, if not worse in some areas, than it was 4 years ago. And what's he going to say at the inauguration or a year from now? It's Obama's fault. I mean, how can he say that? Because, I mean, he's blaming
like
Bush now.
Kid.
But
you remember when your little brother says, "Well, it's not my fault; it's the other kid's fault."
Well, yeah, it's always like that. He's like, "Oh yeah, you did this, but you know, but what you know, you said that, but what am I? That's back on you, but what am I?" But here's the big thing is, he blamed Bush for 3 years that this was Bush's fault. The economy was such bad shape; it's Bush's fault. Well, now, if he gets reelected, is he going to say, "Well, you know what? It's Obama's fault that the economy
well, you know,
is still
I was
so bad"?
Much better off when Bush was in than I am now. Much, much better.
Well, you know, there's people that say they're better off now that, you know, I can't figure it out. You know, I'm really trying to figure it out. How can you look at things logically?
Well,
and look at the decisions that Obama's made.
And what bothers me is the fact that at least half the people, at least according to the polls in this country, are going to vote for Obama, maybe more. But how in clear conscience can they do that?
I don't think that's going to happen, Henry.
I'm believing
what these political science professors, who are, by the way, not not conservatives by any means, University of Colorado, who picked the right.
I'll buy you a cup of coffee and I'll talk it over with you about Mexico.
Okay, we can do that. All right, Henry, thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye.
You know what? I'm still pinning my hopes on this University of Colorado professors who have picked every election correctly since 1980, based on their economic format of their study. And I just cannot understand how, and I don't understand this. I mean, with all this stuff going on, the man that bows to a Saudi king, come on. I mean, it happened. He did it. The man who asked veterans to pay with their own insurance and their own funds for wounds suffered in war, this man, the only president in the history of the United States that failed to show up at the Medal of Honor dinner on the night of the inauguration, the only one that's never showed up, that's Barack Obama. He didn't show up the night of his inauguration. Every other president goes to that dinner where those Medal of Honor recipients, those heroes, those men who have given more, who have taken their lives and said it's yours, and who were recipients of the Medal of Honor, have a ball every year. Did you know that? Not every year. Well, they get together every year, but they have a ball the night of the inauguration. Every president has shown up for that, except Barack Obama. He didn't show up. He was too busy. You know, he had all those other things going with the dancing and all that, which was to him is more important than that. Another reason that when you take a look at our commander-in-chief, where is he thinking and what's he thinking about when it gets down to it? Anyway, Okay, when we come back, we've got Pam Giacomini here. I am so happy to have Pam here. We've been trying to get our schedules all together because I want to hear what Pam has to say about realignment and what her plans are, some of the things she'd like to see happen this year. See what the Board of Supervisors could actually do to bring business back into Shasta County, or handle this realignment question, or, you know, what's going on with the jails, you know, all those kind of things. And, you know, Pam's a level-headed lady, a rancher and all that. I really am excited about having her on the show and being able to talk to her about that. We're going to have more information about the cystic fibrosis walk. And by the way, for the person who talked about, you know, the cough button, the young lady with cystic fibrosis turned her head and coughed a couple of times, and she doesn't have a cough button for that, and we didn't turn that down. So that's us. We'll be right back. Carl Lindabaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'm finished.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
The United States condemns in the strongest terms this outrageous and shocking attack.
The attack in Libya that killed our ambassador and three other Americans. A short time ago, President Obama offered his condolences and added,
"We're working with the government of Libya to secure our diplomats. I've also directed my administration to increase our security at diplomatic posts around the world."
He also said there is no justification for the attack and the protests. Now, Mitt Romney spoke out even before the president, saying the Libyan attack
is outrageous. It's disgusting.
The Republican also took shots at the president, criticizing him for not leading. Now, the attack and other anti-American protests overseas are tied to an anti-Islam film made in the U.S. mocking the Prophet Muhammad. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
It's not clear if this attack in Libya was long planned and the movie made in the U.S. exploited by radical groups, or if it was in retaliation to it. The U.S. ambassador to Libya, along with three other embassy staff, were killed when the consulate in the city Benghazi came under fire by an angry mob. There's fears that these protests will spread, as the movie does online. The Afghani authorities have already moved to block it from YouTube in their country, and there's talk of protests being planned in Algeria while they're still protesting in Cairo, Dave.
Emily, we're getting another snapshot of these tough economic times. Fox News Radio, Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
15% of the nation's population, 46 million people, were living below the poverty line last year. That percentage is slightly lower than the year before. The Census Bureau also says the median income of Americans fell 1.5% to $50,000, numbers that are certain to turn up in political speeches in coming days. Dave?
Now, Steve, the Fed has started a two-day meeting assessing the economy. Wall Street expects some sort of new stimulus could be coming. The Dow this morning up 19 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each filling cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Kids are not in class again in Chicago. Teachers on strike a third day in a row. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is there live.
The Chicago Teachers Union and the school district meet again today to talk about a new proposal from the board that addresses all of the issues still on the table, one of them teacher evaluations. The union worries it will lead to mass layoffs. On the picket line with Chicago teachers, two school therapists who say, on day three of the strike,
I'm very surprised at how difficult it is. We're walking around in circles. I've never experienced this before. It's awesome.
I think it's just one of those things that actions really speak louder than words.
Another contract issue is a process for deciding which laid-off teachers can be rehired. Dave?
Jennifer, Germany's highest court has rejected an attempt to block Europe's bailout fund, which is aimed at helping countries struggling with high debt. Now, this as the head of the EU speaks out.
José Manuel Barroso, president of the European Commission, delivering his annual State of the Union address as the continent's debt problems build.
Some say that because of the crisis, the European social model is dead. I do not agree.
But Barroso telling the European Parliament the crisis is having wide-reaching effects.
It is fueling populism and extremism in Europe and also elsewhere.
Barroso calling for closer financial integration across Europe and supporting the country with the biggest debts of all.
I believe that if Greece stands by its commitments, it should stay in the euro area as a member of the European family.
Barroso says Greece needs the support of its neighbours. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
A federal prosecutor says a manager at the Iowa egg farms linked to a 2010 nationwide salmonella outbreak will plead guilty to trying to bribe a USDA inspector to allow the sale of unsafe eggs. McDonald's is going to start posting calorie counts on menus in restaurants across the country next week ahead of a regulation in the Obama healthcare overhaul that requires chains with 20 or more locations to post calorie counts as early as next year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but I'm watching Bob's fingers run all over the... You know, sometimes when Bob's fingers get going on this board, it is just... How do you do that, Bob? I mean, that right there is...
Playing it like the Mighty Warlitzer here.
Hey, Free Fire Radio right here. It's September the 12th. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment, 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You join our chat room. Angel just had to go to work, but we got Max and Sonny and a number of other people in there. Hey, good morning, everybody. During this segment, and we'll be introducing her in a second. She's in the studios here. Is Pam Giacomini, who is our newest elected supervisor. We're going to talk to Pam about her and ideas for the county and all that. That's going to be happening real soon. And we're going to be talking about a couple other things here. In the last segment we had, we were talking with Brianna Redd. Brianna has cystic fibrosis. I didn't realize this, but there's only about 30,000 people in the United States that have cystic fibrosis. And maybe 70,000 worldwide. I thought it was much more prevalent than that. But there's going to be a march, and we're going to have it on our website. It's going to be on our walk, I should say, on September 29th, starting at Sundial Bridge. And it's going to be a way of raising money. She is taking a brand new medicine that has just come out that about 4% of the people can take because of, side effects. But it is a huge step in treating cystic fibrosis. And there's four others in the pipe coming down. But, you know, again, it's like anything. They need money to help keep this stuff going. So we're going to have it on our website and everything. So you can take a look at that. Maybe you can participate in that. Let's go to Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan, are you there? Susan Eastman, good morning. Oh,
good morning. You know, I'm here. I'm waiting.
We pushed the wrong button. You know what? We've got two buttons, Susan. We can be right 50% of the time, right? Not us. We're lucky if we can do 33% at any time being right on which button to push out of two. Anyway, tell us what's going on in Wall Street.
You tell me. Well, markets opened higher to push the major averages above the multi-year highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 20 points at 13,344. The S&P 500 is positive 3 points at 1,436. The NASDAQ Composite is up 3 points at 3,108. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Coca-Cola's trading higher up 15 cents at $37.66. Pulte Group up 86 cents at $15.53. ExxonMobil up a nickel at $89.67. Local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric trading down a quarter at 43.07. AT&T positive 27 cents at $37.89 per share. PepsiCo down a dollar, trading at $70.52. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.74%, the 30-year bond 2.9%. Over to commodities, gold is down 6 cents at $1,734 per ounce. Silver's off 34 cents at 33. Crude oil down 21 cents, trading at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. Our Wells Fargo advisor, let us know what's happening down on Wall Street. Go on down to Park Marina Drive and see Susan and ask her what's going on. She will lead you through the Wall Street morass and give you the best information possible. That's Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. Pam Giacomini's in here. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. How
are you ready?
Carl?
I am fine.
Ready.
You look like you're ready.
Always.
You know, I always. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
You'll say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us.
Hi there. I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our home-style meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:12 in the morning. Hey, I'm dancing. September 12th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They got broken into.
Yes,
yes.
They did.
And you know what? It was a 45 minutes it took the police to get there. But you know what? And this isn't a slap at the police department because, as Shelley said, she talked to me about it. She said 10 minutes. The guy was out of there in four. crashed through the door, stole all the stuff, and was gone. They are open for business, and trust me, they are hardening the place. I said, let me come down. Let's make it so hardened that those, like the thugs that went into our consulate and our embassy in the Middle East wouldn't even be able to get in there. So anyway, but Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community. Espresso Joe's, finest walk-in humidor in the state. There's always sales in there. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices, even now, that the that we have in this town. And like I said, they've been doing things for our city and our county for over 30 years, tobacco and brew. Okay, Pam Giacomini.
Good morning, Carl.
Supervisor-elect?
Yes.
Does that sound good?
That sounds awesome.
Why'd you run?
You know, I want to make a difference, Carl. You know, I really am engaged in policy and how do we make things better. You know, how do we look at the big picture and really try to improve things for our community and for our country? And so I just really am motivated to try to help things and make things better.
I believe the further away from the flagpole you get, the less impact you have on what's happening. What I mean by that is that at city government, we have a huge impact. County government, we have a huge impact. Mm-hmm. When you get up into Sacramento, it's less, but we still have some kind of impact. By the time you work your way up into the Denzians of D.C., I'm not sure how much of an impact we have. But really, the impact we make is right here in the city council and the board of supervisors.
All politics are local.
Yes.
We need to remember that. And we have the power to make change and to make things better. So that's why I'm here.
That's what I like. Okay, let's talk about a few things.
Okay.
All right? Let's talk about realignment. This has been such a huge, you know, that's the skunk on the table at Thanksgiving. Is AB 109 uh-huh. and where we are with that. I know you've been following it. What's your thoughts on this?
I have been following it very closely, Carl. You know, I think that's really important that, you know, I have this wonderful opportunity to already be elected, and so I can really get up to speed on all these issues and really, you know, get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
I think the progress that we've made on the conversion of AB 109 is it's really too slow. You know, it's hard for a community. I think I hear concerns from constituents and citizens that, man, what's going on out there? You know, we see a lot of folks, you know, we have folks that are being released from prison that are now our responsibility. What do we do with them? You know, we need to provide services for them, and we also need to protect our community. And so we've got these, you know, these dual issues going on with both the law enforcement side as well as the healthcare side. And it's really crucial. We need to get going. We need to get those things in place.
I mean, I don't know how much more people can say that. And then yet we see after almost a year, we don't have a place for the felons to come to check in.
Uh-huh.
Don't even have that. We just got the last floor of the jail opened up, I think, a couple of weeks ago.
Correct.
Totally opened up. You know, hooray, Tom. You know, I'm glad we did that. But, you know, we had the Health and Human Services in here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be retiring here, I guess, next month.
Yeah, November, yes.
November. And yes. One of the things that she's saying is, wait a minute, you've got separate funding over here. We've got these people coming in. You know, over and, you know, and what's the priorities here of our local citizens who aren't felons? I mean, there's so many questions. I don't see the leadership, and this is just my opinion, I don't see the leadership that's needed to make this work. I mean, it hasn't worked up to now. It took a grand jury and an article by Mark Beecham to get things going, it seems like, back in, six weeks ago?
Yeah, quite a while ago, yes. They are getting, you know, the Board of Supervisors are getting reports from the committee that's set up, but that's a difficult committee. I think those folks really need to come together and form a plan and get on board and just get things implemented so that we can protect our community and, you know, make things better.
Well, they have to. And, you know, I think that's what, you know, that's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
Most people want an elected official to show leadership. They want them to step in. You know what? And you know, even if it's not always the right decision, they want them somebody at least to be moving. You know, as you know, you can't always make right decisions, but at least you can be proactive. And I see that
Correct.
In you.
Correct.
Obviously.
Thank you.
I mean, you wouldn't just run just because, oh, yeah, I'm thinking that's a good
yep.
payday.
Yeah, no.
Right.
No. No.
You know, you go to city council and you get abused by everybody for, what, $500 a month? I can get abused for that for less. Anyway, okay, realignment. The you know, one of the other things that we have or we don't have is business. I mean, our economy right now, I guess our unemployment rate is what, something like 12% or maybe even 15% for Shasta County. I'm not sure. I know it's up there.
Yeah.
What ideas do you have, Pam?
We really need to have the county kind of become a more friendly place to do business. You know, I think I hear so much frustration from people as they go to planning or building division and really want to, let's do a project, let's do something. And they feel like the answer is no. And it can't be that way. We've got to say, how can we help you succeed? What are your plans? Okay, this is a checklist of everything that you need to do. Let us help you through that. Let's help you get something going. And folks don't feel that way. Folks feel like it's a big no. And we have so many dedicated county staff people. Let's just try to get that service orientation going. Let's try to make things easier for people to do business.
Well, you know what?
Get things done.
You know what? We have great county staff people. We brag about them. I mean, I go in there. We get help all the time because I need a lot of help. But, you know, by the county staff and the city staff,
yes.
It's the leadership. It's the leadership that needs to be told, hey, guys, your job's to help, not to line the county pockets by making things hard.
Right.
You know, for that. You know what? What a breath of fresh air is that. We got to take a quick break. Pam Giacomini is our guest and our newest supervisor elect. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the folks who ordered their kerosene early and let us help you get your stoves ready for winter. Now's the time. We have DEF urea fluid for all the newer trucks and pickups. Thanks to all the computer people who order their fuel and pay their bills online on our website, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. But if you want to talk to a real person, just do it the old-fashioned way and pick up the phone. Give us a call. It still works pretty good. With the fire slowing down a little bit, we'll hope to have a full crew back in town soon. So thanks for your patience and your business. Northern Lights Energy, Reading, Weaverville, and Corning, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, let's beat that drum. I thought we only played this song on Fridays, Bad Bob.
I play it when I feel like it.
Do you
sir.
Feel like, you know what, you're happy today, aren't you?
Yep. May I do weather real quick?
You may.
All right, today we are looking close to the century mark. Winds light and variable, extremely high fire danger. Please be careful. Low tonight, low of 64, under clear skies, back into the century mark tomorrow with a high of 101, and right now in Reading, 63 degrees on the report, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, Thursday night. Tomorrow night is pizza night up there. You can get other things on the menu, but they have been selling out their pizza on Thursday nights for a long time. Call them at 474-5546. Go up there for a pizza. They're handmade in a wood-fired oven. It's great. And, of course, music Friday and Saturday night. Linda and I are going up there Friday night, in fact, for dinner and to listen to music. We enjoy that. 474-5546 in Summel Vineyards. Our guest is Pam Giacomini, who is the newest supervisor, elected supervisor. And we've got a question from on our phone lines here. Ruth, you're live on KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Pam.
Good morning,
Ruth. Good morning.
Hi, I do have a question that I'd like Pam to address, keeping in mind that there is a lawsuit. When we open the paper now and we read about the ongoing battle with Reversion Selmo and the problems that the county and he are having and the lawsuit, and we are months and months and months from when this originally started. And my question to you, Pam, is that given all that's going on and it appears the public's desire to resolve this, is there anything that new members on the board could just take a look at this and say, okay, we got to end this. We're just done with this now.
Ruth, that's a great question. And obviously, you know, this is very a high-profile issue in the county. I actually won't be seated on the board until January, won't be sworn in until then, and so I really have no power to solve it. But if I could control things at this point, I'd say, you know what, let's get the players to sit down at the table and try to resolve this issue in the most expeditious way possible. And I think that's what's got to happen, in my opinion. Folks need to sit down.
I just love hearing common sense, because it doesn't really matter at this point who might be wrong or right fighters or whatever. The bottom line is that it needs to be solved for the folks in this county. And I think that he's a businessman. He needs to be supported as providing jobs in this county, look, they just changed their designation to Inwood to bring national recognition to this area. I think he's doing good things, and I just think it's time that we resolve this, period, that the old Board of Supervisors gets out of the way and somebody steps up and resolves it. Anyway, good luck and wish you a lot of goodwill while you're on the board.
Great. Thank you, Ruth, so much.
You bet.
I think common sense. I think she used that. I think everybody, you know, yesterday in the paper after that article in there, most people that write in, you know, just hate RC Anselmo, most of the ones that blog in there. I was surprised to see is that almost everybody is sitting there. You know, of course, there were a couple comments either way, but hey, let's get this thing settled. This guy spends a lot of money. I mean, he $1 million a year in just stuff for his, for food and products and all that. And again, who's right, who's wrong at this point? And Ruth, that was a really good point she made.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get it settled. And Pam, that was a refreshing statement.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we don't want it to condone anybody breaking the law.
No.
But
no.
We want business in the county.
Yeah.
So let's sit down and figure it out. Let's just solve it.
You know, frankly, you know, if something like that, if the Board of Supervisors, just didn't do anything and this drug on for 2 years, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's a multi-million dollar settlement against the county.
Yeah, ouch.
There should be a recall election right then, because it could be solved, and I'm like I said, it's a breath of fresh air to have somebody say, hey, it can be solved. Let's just try and find a way to do it. Okay, let's move past that now. All right, we've talked. We're talking about a the resources division. Everything falls under it seems like one person in the resources division. Now, you know, Russ has been on the show before, and he's going to retire. Not because he was on the show, I don't think, in January. though I don't know, because we do play that one excerpt all the time. If you breathe, eat, or drink water, you fall under my division. Do you think that resources division needs to be maybe split up into a couple other divisions so there's not so much under one person?
Well, that's an interesting thought, Carl. I hadn't had that thought, but I do know one thing that does need to be solved, and I know there are different responsibilities, titles that come under that division manager, but I think the person needs to actually answer to Larry Lease. We need to get our proper line of accountability put together, if you will. So currently, the resources division manager answers to the Board of Supervisors, but the CAO has a responsibility to do their performance review. Does that make sense? No. You know, the person that's doing the performance review actually needs to be able to say, you need to do something different, or we need to make some changes here. So I think we need to realign that, and I think there's been some discussion about that occurring, but I think there are other...
I think there was like four or five, no, it was like seven departments that I think they started realigning that fall under the Board of Supervisors themselves. And I see what you're saying. Yeah. As long as one thing happens, Pam, in my opinion,
okay,
is that the Board of Supervisors keeps their thumb on the
Absolutely.
County the
yeah.
county executive officer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I don't mean thumb like that, but
no.
they really have a say that we have to watch that he just doesn't usurp all the power.
Correct. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. There's just got to be appropriate accountability, and, you know, the Board of Supervisors does need to have that relationship with the CAO, obviously. You know, that's crucial.
Great. Okay, look, we're going to take a break here for the news, and we come back. If you have questions for our newest supervisor, who, by the way, attends the meetings on Tuesdays, just give us a call at 605-4567. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Dave Anthony.
These four Americans stood up for freedom and human dignity.
President Obama mourning the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other diplomats killed in an attack tied to angry protests over an anti-Islam film made in the U.S.
There is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence.
Not only condemning the attack.
And make no mistake, justice will be done.
He's also beefing up security at all U.S. diplomatic posts around the world. Mitt Romney condemned the attacks just before the president.
The attacks in Libya and Egypt underscore that the world remains a dangerous place and that American leadership is still sorely needed.
The Republican also critical of the initial response from the U.S. Embassy in Cairo, where before the Libya attack, there were angry anti-American mobs. That first statement the White House later disavowed condemned not the protests, but the misguided individuals who want to hurt Muslims' feelings. This is a Fox News Alert.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Pulse Urgent Care reminds you, as you're enjoying the outdoors here in the North State, to please stay cool and hydrated. Watch for signs of heat-related illness, including fatigue, nausea, excessive thirst, or dizziness. If you develop these or other symptoms, get immediate treatment. Pulse Urgent Care is there 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. in their newly expanded facility. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment today, 8:35 in the morning, September the 12th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. You'll never see, and Linda's not here today, so I can say it. You'll never see Oprah on the TV show on the TV at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Like I said, great haircuts, great prices. You'll enjoy it there. Right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Pam Giacomini. I'm just having a great time here with Pam. She's of course, our newest supervisor-elect. Has been going to the meetings on Tuesday. She's already made her comments on, hey, we need to make things easier here in the resources division. Everything falls under that. We need to settle this thing with Anselmo. And we need to do it directly. And we need to do it, sit down with both sides. At this point, it's so convoluted. The lawyers have been in it for so long. We just need to cut through all the Gordonian knot. And now, though, we want to talk about, there's some other things you'd like to accomplish here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about those.
Okay, a couple things we're looking at is trying to get some enterprise zones established in eastern Shasta County that will help businesses. Another issue is getting a hub zone designation for the county, and that's actually under the Small Business Administration. And we have to work with our congressional representatives to kind of bring that forward. Hub zone, actually, if you look at a map about hub zones, all around us, all the counties are designated as hub zones. We don't have that designation in the county, although there's a little tiny piece between Redding and Anderson that's designated. I don't know why. That's a curiosity that we'll need to check out.
Yeah.
But apparently, last year, there was $2.8 million worth of work within the county that our local contractors couldn't bid on, because you have to be a designated hub zone county employer to be able to apply to bid on that work. So, we're putting our local contractors at a disadvantage because they're not able to bid on federal jobs. So we need to...
Who starts this? I mean, how do we get this thing started? I mean, that's $2.8 million worth of jobs. That's, that's of jobs and then spending and of the families, and so that has a huge impact. And we can't get to that because of...
I think we need to sit down with our congressional representatives, and obviously that race is in the air right now, and Congressman Herger is retiring, but we need to work through that and sit down with that office and make sure that we can get Shasta County designated.
I think that's a great idea. Everything helps. $2.8 million is nothing to sneeze at around here. Okay. And I can't figure out why, I think we talked during the break is you have to be destitute or something to get this, but I don't know how much more we can, I think that we've reached that point where we could use that type of assistance. Okay, the enterprise zones. I like that idea. When we start talking about it. You're part of the county. Obviously, you're a cattle rancher, and you've been up there, and that it's been a long time since they've had somebody that lives from up where you're at, down here on the county, on the board, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been quite a while. I think Abe Hathaway was our last person that sat on the board, and he was on for one term, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you what are the specific interests of your part of the county here that you'd like to? I mean, that you see happening. I know, you, like I said, we talked before, cattle rancher, and we have a lot of ranchers up there and farmers.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think the area really wants to feel like they're heard. You know, I think Eastern Shasta County has felt for quite some time that decisions made here in Redding or by the county, in their opinion, wants to keep them beautiful and pristine and kind of the play place for Redding, if you will, as opposed to we need economic development up there as well. There's some great projects that are being discussed, and they keep hitting the no at the door of the county, which is very frustrating because we need growth. We need appropriate growth. And we can still maintain our beauty and all of the gorgeous recreation and natural resources that we have in that area. But we also need jobs. We need some growth. We need some employment to be able to occur there. You know, I think we look a lot at trying to do things in the forest. And we need to get Covanta reopened, so get some of those fuels reduction projects, you know, getting jobs, spurring money, being able to harvest some timber.
That, you know, that's, you know, a question I've had. You know, I mean, coming here for the last 5 years and looking at the impact of spotted owl decision and just, you know, environmentalists have had on our economy. So I was talking about it the other day. It was that people that worked in the logging industry, it was a good wage. And because it was a good wage, it took care of their families and all that, then that went away. And then some of the farming has gone away, and the agriculture has gone away. And then the water, now there's water questions, you know, about is this your water, is this the state's water? Is it, I mean, you know, for all that. But this other thing, too, is I don't understand is a way our cost of energy is going up so dramatically. Mm-hmm. And yet we're being fought tooth and nail by groups of people that don't want us to clear out the forest that, by the way, are all burning right now, and use that to, you know, in a biomass to make energy. How do you fight this, or how do you get past this?
You know, yeah, it's such a struggle to get through to some groups. When I sat on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, we actually did a modified timber harvest plan for fuels hazard reduction. And literally, Carl, that took 2.5 years of negotiation with environmental organizations that were resistant. They were afraid there was going to be too much merchantable timber taken out when the companies are out there trying to get this fuels hazard reduction project going. We actually finally got it passed. And so it's a piece of a timber harvest plan that somebody can take some merchantable timber out, and they can also do fuels reduction. But literally, why would that take 2.5 to 3 years of negotiation before we could make sure we could get that in place? We need to get logic back. We need to get work going on the ground. And with things just burning up, that doesn't do anything any good. That is more catastrophic. And people say, well, we need to get fire back in the landscape. Well, yeah, we need to get appropriate fire back in the landscape, not catastrophic fire. You know, we look at, you know, the fire that just happened that started in the park, and people were just so angry at the gal who manages the park. Well, you know what? It's policy. She followed policy.
Policy is let it burn, and then all of a sudden it gets out of control, and look what it cost us.
That's exactly right. So we've got to do two things. We've got to, one, work on changing that policy, and then, two, when the park wants to do something like a fuels hazard reduction project, we need to support them when they're going through the NEPA process. You know, instead of going, okay, you get your letter in the mail, and here the park wants to do this project, or it's Forest Service as well. You know, should you comment on it? Absolutely. You should say, yes, we support you getting through NEPA so you can do a project on the ground. Because we know that there are other folks out there saying, no, they shouldn't do that. We need to be just as proactive. We need to step up and be involved.
All right, we'll take a break on that. Carl Lindabad, our guest Pam Giacomini, our newest supervisor, well, soon. And, you know, I'd like to hear that. I like to hear that stuff. Let's get in there. Let's cut
Bunky
in the right way.
You're right.
All right, we'll be right back.
Do you feel me? Do you care?
Hi, Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
We're speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Autoglass.
So you think all autoglass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Colin DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership. Right here, your neighbors making great deals on new and previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Not only will they sell you one at a great price, they will then take care of it. And I take my Ford F-150 down there all the time, and they take care of that. When it's needed. It doesn't need it all the time. I only drive it like 100 miles a week anyway. But when I do, I take it down to Redding Crown Motors, and I never worry about how they take care of it. It's good. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue here in Redding, or give them a call at 223-2177. They're going to make a great deal for you. It's a big purchase. Do it locally. Let's do it at Redding Crown Motors. Our guest, Pam Giacomini, and you know what? It's, you know, we say this all the time, you're going to slap my face, but we always have great conversations during the breaks with everybody we have here. Part of the job of being a supervisor is making decisions based on staff work. Uh-huh. Because trying to read all this stuff, become an expert. We were talking about REU with Francie Sullivan, and we really like Francie. But, we, you know, they were talking about a, you know, that somebody's an expert in the Redding Electric Utility. Well, how long would it take to become an expert in that? And then you know, because we were talking about having an outside agency come in that does this thing and just do a top to bottom of REU. Because you, as a supervisor, will never have the time, probably, to know every intricate part of what's going on in the county. So it's important that you rely on your staff, but it's also important that the staff understand who you are. In my opinion, in the sense of Pam takes charge. this is what I want. And I don't know where that's going to. I don't know if it's even that's a question. But because we rely on the staff, I think it's important for the Board of Supervisors to make it real clear who's in charge there and what you're looking for instead of just relying on what they have.
Correct. And it's building a trust, a knowledge base and trust of the staff people to know that they're bringing you the real answer and to be able to look at things in creative ways and say, okay, have you thought about, is this possible? Is this other thing possible? You know, we want to be able to make it easier for folks in our county to do projects, to have jobs, to accomplish things that they want to accomplish for their families. How do we do that creatively? Let's make sure that staff brings us the right information so that we can make the best decisions possible.
There's a lot of answers out there to things.
I
think maybe, you know, I'd like to see the community be involved.
Oh, absolutely.
In that, okay, we're going to talk about what's the best way to bring in new business and maybe have a forum. Because you've got some people, you've got some young people that are moving back into Reading. They've got some great ideas or they've got businesses already that we've had a week here with the young entrepreneurs. They got great ideas. When's the last time the county has sat down with people in their 30s who have got businesses and said, how do we make this work? How can we make this better?
Yeah.
I mean, or the city.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had just a forum? And I know they have one occasionally, but that the city council sits there, invites them in, and for a day, they kick around ideas about how to be, or the county on how to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great thought. Have you participated in any of the EDC workshops?
We've been down there.
And talked to Mark.
Yeah, and we have that. I don't know how. Yep. Yeah, but I don't know how many of the county supervisors go to those. I mean, how many of them sit down and watch this? You know, the county supervisors, I mean, they should, you know, they should be there. And the city council should be there when they're having that. They should sit there all day long. They should sit through the workshops. Maybe they do. I don't know. But I would bet that they don't, that most of them don't.
Yeah.
I could be completely wrong. I hope somebody proves me wrong, that they actually are sitting there.
Well, I've been there.
I know you have. Well, and that's the way it should be.
Exactly.
Because it's up to our leadership that we, you know, that are in those offices to come up with these ideas.
Right.
Or at least to consolidate the ideas to make it work.
Well, and to understand some of the really creative things that are happening out there and to be able to be open to, you know what, could we bring other folks in the same type of industry into our community and, you know, how do we bring those types of employment and jobs here? You know, I think talking to those folks that are doing something really creative can kind of, you know.
How about something just as simple as this, is that the graduating, we'll take 25 entrepreneurs out of, Chico when they graduate. We give them a storefront here, and we pay their electricity for the first year and just say, come up with something.
Yeah.
Now, who knows if one of those guys' name isn't Zuckerman or Steve Jobs or something like that. 25 of them, and one of them has the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea, or a better idea. We got to take a break here, but I think that they're out there. Obviously, they're out there. So how do we get them here?
Right, exactly.
Pam Giacomini is our guest, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Reading's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Reading's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
You can stand me up.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl on the Box. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by an icon of freedom and Americana, Redding Harley-Davidson. Big Bike Weekend's coming up. They're having a big, to-do out there like October 6th. And, of course, Big Bike Weekend that week of the 13th. And you want a Harley. If you want a Harley, you need to go out and see Nathan out there at Redding Harley-Davidson at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Find out what bike that fits you perfectly. They're going to fit you in that bike. They're going to find you the right clothing. They're going to find the accessories. And the best thing is they take care of your bike. Their service department is second to none. Redding Harley-Davidson, open Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Give them a call at 241-7117. If you want to experience the ride and live the dream, and everybody does, you go to Redding Harley-Davidson. Okay. In our last segment here, we've got Pam Giacomini, our supervisor-elect. We've had great times. Now, you said that up there in the we're talking about ideas on growth and all that. And you said out in eastern Shasta County, there's plans out there, but it's been like stonewalled down at been stonewalled at other places. And but you've got big plans for out there.
Yes, there are.
Or at least ideas that go
ideas,
on out there.
Yeah. Great plans going on up there. Probably the most recent is a solar development that's going to occur between Bernie and Johnson Park on about 200 acres.
Solar development?
Yes,
that's
solar
cool.
development.
Now,
yeah.
Now, who would that help? Is that just the general area there? I mean, for the solar and the 200 acres, I don't know how much. I don't know how that equates to how much power. I mean, for me.
And I cannot tell you that.
Okay.
I can't tell you that off the top of my head. But anyway, like I say, great plans for that to occur. And then, other possibilities of some development going on up there. But it's been difficult. You know, I think folks have run into that, we can't get it done at the county. So, let's try to find some alternatives, And so, again, let's try to help them accomplish what they need to accomplish.
I think that's a great idea. That to me is the big thing is facilitator. Facilitator is what the county supervisor should be. I think that, and the city council, is that they take a look. You're never going to be enough of an expert on each division, nor do we expect you to, as a commanding officer of a large organization, is that you're not maybe know where all the nuts and bolts are, but you can give direction, and you can make sure what you're feeling, what you say is important, goes down to everybody. And if it's important for Pam, for business to get a real open break, then I think it should go through.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, that's the plan. We are seriously, you know, we've got to get that service attitude going. We've got to help our folks accomplish things
like a business.
Let's
run it like a business. And if you're, you know, people are not happy with your service, they don't come back.
That's exactly right.
But here they don't have a choice.
Hmm.
At the county, they don't have a choice, or the city.
Okay.
I mean, that's a perfect thing that you said, is that run it like a business, make people want to come back and make people feel like, oh, gosh, you know, this is easy. Tell your friends.
Right.
Tell your friends to come here and work here.
Right.
That's the big thing.
Right.
That's great.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you what. It's great having you on today.
Well, thank you for having me, Carl.
What?
It's been so fun.
It is, you know, because I think people, you know, I know it's just a lot faster, yeah, but I'd like to, you know what, we need new blood, and to come in there with an idea of how do we make it easier? How do we make it easier for business? How do we work with the people? Why aren't we looking at this? You know, let's bring in, you know, new ideas. Let's take a look at the way that the staff's running. Let's realign that so that we really have control about what's happening around here. Let's sit down and get this lawsuit settled before it gets completely out of control. Actually, I think the vast majority of the people around here, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, so. I agree.
Okay.
We're here to listen to folks.
There you go. Hey, so thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay, now tomorrow we're going to have Chief Paletti on, and we're also going to be talking with the Patriot Guard Riders. Their newest thing is they're also in the escorts, but talk a little bit about them. But Chief Rob Paletti is going to be here to talk about the latest in realignment and what's going on in the city. And, you know, that there's been some change. I think that they've maybe got our arms around some of this, crime that's been hitting us with the property crime. Anyway, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The day after a deadly attack on a U.S. consulate, anti-American protests continue in North Africa. A demonstration outside our embassy in Egypt. In neighboring Libya, our ambassador and four other Americans were killed yesterday in an attack on our consulate in Benghazi. President Obama has reacted. Live at the White House, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
Now, the president said he condemns in the strongest possible terms the attacks that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others. The alleged provocation, a U.S.-produced movie that ridicules Islam.
We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others. But there is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None.
President Obama says the U.S. will work with the Libyan government to find those responsible and that no act of terror will shake Americans' resolve. Ron.
Rich, in Florida, Mitt Romney was not only critical of the attacks, but also of the administration's reaction. Fox News Radio's